The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The only thing you care about is winning the All-Ireland. Everything else is secondary. We probably did hate Mayo. We were looking at it. These guys are trying to take away our dreams.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Spearheaded by Leinster rugby players, brothers and competitors Harry and Ross Byrne, who are taking teams on a virtual run from the 2nd to the 16th of August, we have the Dublin Simon Run at Home. It's going from Dublin to Rome, covering the host cities of the Six Nations Championship. On registration, participants will automatically be assigned to Team Ross or Team Harry, with Ross and Harry acting as team captains. Each team will work towards the collective goals of running from the Aviva to the Stadio Olimpico in Rome and back, covering the stadiums of the Six Nations, with the team that has clocked up the most kilometres by August 16th winning the race. Runners and walkers of all ages and abilities are invited to take part, and you can register now and clock your miles for Dublin Simon's Run at Home with Team Harry and Team Ross. And if you don't have time to run, you can buy some kilometres for your favourite team in the Dublin Simon Run at Home, and you can visit dubsimon.ie/run at home, and it is in association with Deutsche Bank as well. Ross, you were trailing this time last week. Have you managed to arrest the decline in your sporting prowess?
Thankfully, we've taken the lead now, which is brilliant, coming into the final stretch. So it's great to have one up on Harry. But more importantly, people have been very generous with the donations. I think particularly with the bad weather, I don't think people have been able to get out as much. But thankfully, people have been brilliant and they've been donating, which is absolutely incredible, as we've raised almost €31,000 now. So it's fantastic.
There does seem to be a greater sense of maybe generosity amongst the Irish community over the last little while, where we start to realise what's kind of more important than other things in our lives.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's probably one thing with COVID. People don't take things for granted as much anymore, maybe. But I think the support that the Dublin Simon community got over the last 10 days or so has been absolutely incredible. Even last week, the difference between this week and last week is phenomenal, and people have been incredibly generous with their donations. So the Dublin Simon community, it's absolutely incredible for them, and hopefully the money will go a long way to helping people.
Ross, how have you dealt with this latest setback to your attempt to win this?
I suppose I just have to look at the positives. More importantly, it's brilliant. Maybe I can lace my shoes up and get out and run a bit. But it's brilliant, to be honest. The amount we've raised so far is brilliant, and still have 5 days left to go to try reach our fundraising target of 50,000 would be absolutely amazing. If we can get as close to that or even over it, would be brilliant. But people have been amazing so far. Turns the competition, yeah, not taking it very well, but there's still time.
So make sure to get on to dubsimon.ie/run at home, as I've said, because as the lads said, they're close to that incredible target of raising 50,000, and it would be brilliant. You've been so generous already, so keep donating, and it is still going on for the next little while, and there is still time to turn the tide on this Harry versus Ross thing that we've got going on here. Lads, just to wrap up on the Lions tour, we've been chatting to you about this over the last couple of weeks. Really interested in your take on the third and final test, actually. Ross, we might start with you. What was your big takeaway from the defeat for the Lions?
It was certainly probably a slightly different game to the previous ones. Obviously, I think the early introduction of Finn Russell, probably obviously unintentionally, unfortunately, Dan Biggar got injured, but it definitely changed the way the Lions played. And it was interesting to see. It would have been interesting to see, I suppose, maybe if they played a little bit more like that in the first two tests. Obviously, it's very easy to say that now in hindsight, but I think it probably shows how good South Africa really are, to be honest, in terms of, I think sometimes people have probably, not that they forget they're the World Cup champ, they're so clinical. It's incredible. Even the way they play, they just kind of wait for one or two chances and they just take them. And unfortunately, the Lions had one or two chances and they just didn't take them. And at the highest level, you have to be clinical. I think it's just incredible, really, how good South Africa are.
I think you're dead right. I think there's been a lot of underappreciation for South Africa over the last little while as a rugby team, and maybe just not playing any test rugby for so long, just out of sight, out of mind almost, might have been the situation. Harry, what was your take on Finn Russell's performance? Because, Jesus, he really brought a spark to that tour in the 70-odd minutes that he had on the pitch.
Yeah, he just he completely left the shackles off, didn't he? And he just kind of went for it, I suppose. As a spectator, it was definitely a lot more exciting to watch. I think interesting take on as well how you can go against teams who defend like South Africa defend, the way they kind of play such a kind of hard rush defence, coming up hard on the outside. But I think a lot of people take a seat back sometimes from it. But if you actually go at it, you can see you can do a bit of damage to their defensive system. And obviously, like, it was arguably there for the Lions to win. There's just a few opportunities, a few important opportunities that they just missed, really. But yeah, no, it's definitely as a spectator and watching it, it's definitely a lot more exciting to watch.
Ross, do you want to take on that point that Harry made there about coming up against a defence like South Africa? Is it bravery? Is that the most important thing that you require in those sort of moments, taking the ball to the line?
Yeah, I think it's you definitely have to be brave the way they went about it. And I don't even know if it's taking the ball to the line. I think even it could have been Finn Russell's first or second touch. He actually did a kick pass. I don't even know if it just kind of happened. And yeah. I don't know if he even thought it was going to happen. But I think instantly, just when he did something like that, it probably just changes the mind of even the South African winger straight away that there's a different option here. And he kind of kicked a few times into space quite well. And then he was taking the ball to the line and he got smashed a few times, but it just keeps the South African defence guessing. And it's not easy to do. It's brave. And he really backs his skills. And it was impressive, but it's probably the way to go about it. But again, it's very easy to say here, because you'd say the Lions were very unlucky in the last test how they played. But as Harry said, it is, I suppose, it's more entertaining to watch. But ultimately, it's what the result is the most important thing.
How much balls did it take on the other side of things then for someone like Morne Steyn to come on 12 years later and do the exact same thing that he did in 2009? To come into that scenario and have that much importance bestowed on you immediately without having kicked the ball in the test, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you kind of saw his name in the 23, you're kind of thinking, is it written in the stars for a year? It was funny because me and Harry were actually watching one of the, I think it was the second test of the 09 game a couple of weeks ago. And we were
incredible
just, when we saw him, like, we couldn't believe that he's there again. It is absolutely remarkable. To go where he's, I mean, he wasn't even really playing for Stade Français over the last couple of years. And then to come on and do what he did just shows how much quality he has. And he is an absolute world-class goal kicker, and he's probably one of the best there's ever been.
What stood out to you from the 2009 game watching it back, Harry? Was that the first time you watched it? Watched it back, I should say?
No, we actually watched it back a few times over lockdown. Right. I suppose everyone talks about it as the most physical game they've seen. But in terms of just pure entertainment as well, it's fantastic. I suppose also the thing the major difference, you look at it a bit, I know it's going back to a COVID thing, but like just the fans and the atmosphere you could tell from that game, just kind of, there was real kind of a bite to it. And there's definitely a bite to this game, but you definitely see the difference that a full stadium makes to a game. And just when the stakes are that high, I suppose, that's when sport's at its best. And for Morne Steyn to kick that goal again, and she's incredibly impressive. And he could have retired 5 years ago and still had an absolutely incredible career. Never played the Springboks again, you'd say he's one of the best ever. But to come back at, 37 years of age and to do that is phenomenal.
Ross, do you think that there is maybe more of a respect for players like Finn Russell in terms of what they can provide at 10 over the last couple of years? Because it does seem that it seems that as a head coach, you've almost got two different avenues to take, either the traditional goal kicking number 10 or the 10 that can actually be a bit of a playmaker for the team. Do you find that there is kind of like a bit of a dichotomy in what we're seeing and in what coaches are going for at the moment?
It's an interesting one. Like, it's definitely probably the way the number 10 position has probably gone a little bit in the last couple of seasons, even with, if you look at maybe Richie Mwanga, Entomac, kind of how they play the game, there is players who are doing it. But again, I think if you're probably going to have a player like that, it's the other players around them, how important they are. So if you look at France, for example, how much work Dupont probably does in terms of the organisation, managing the team, and for Mwanga, for New Zealand as well, the operators he has in around them. So it definitely is a fine balance, I suppose. But again, it's, as you say, it's up to the coach's perspective in terms of what way they want to go about playing. I think that's probably what makes rugby great, in terms of some teams will go and play that way and some teams will go, absolutely not. I want to be a bit more structured and to a plan, as opposed to Finn Russell's a bit of a maverick. You don't really know, maybe he doesn't know what he's going to do. But I mean, when it comes off, it's amazing. But there's plenty of times when it doesn't come off and you're kind of tearing your hair out probably a little bit as well. So it is, it's, I don't know which way I'd be leaning. It's a tough one to weigh up, but I'd probably be a little bit more on the measured approach, but it's what makes it so good.
Absolutely. Player can wear the same jersey and look at a game totally differently. Just one other thing I wanted to actually pick your brains on. You were mentioning there the idea of playing against that aggressive South African line. The 50-22 rule is probably something that you boys are going to see up close and personal over the next little while. Is that something you're excited for, Ross? Is that something that's going to benefit you?
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. We've actually, even in training the last few weeks, it's, I mean, everyone's kind of going mad looking for it the whole time. It'll be interesting to see how teams kind of go about it at the start of the season. But you'd imagine, yeah, it's going to open up even the front line a little bit more, because teams are going to have to respect it. I don't know if it's going to be as prominent as people think, but because it is probably slightly harder to do. But it's definitely something I'm looking forward to, and it creates a great opportunity. I suppose it rewards a very impressive skill of a great kick.
Harry, would you go along with that?
Yeah, 100% agree. I think, yeah, it's been a lost art a bit of people, you know, you used to see back in the day where people be spiraling balls into the corner and having a lot more excitement and probably not getting the reward that they deserve for that skill. And I think it's going to open up for the attack. I think it's going to make the game a lot more exciting, because defences are going to have to be so much more concerned about the backfield, which hopefully will drop a few players out of the front line, which then adds other options. So you might even see people probably play more with ball in hand with it. Like, you don't know how it's going to go. It'll be interesting to see when it settles down. Obviously, the first while it'll probably be kicking mad for a little bit, but I think it'll definitely be good for the game. Yeah, 100%.
Just go for it, Ross.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, I think in the New Zealand game at the weekend, against Australia, I'm not sure if there was one, even 50-20. Like, they weren't even really going for it. Particularly off set piece, like, New Zealand had a few scrums in their own half, and you think it's a great opportunity to really go for it. But they actually opted to run the ball nearly every time. So I think it, as Harry said, it could actually have the opposite effect in terms of teams will be holding players maybe back off set piece, and they'll potentially open up the front line more. So it will be interesting to see what teams, I suppose, how they go about it. But it's definitely exciting, and as I said, hopefully make the game a bit more entertaining.
Yeah, I think just from the fact that I think anything that favours the attack like that, new rule changes, are definitely going to be more exciting for people to watch, and hopefully bring more people watching it, and definitely hopefully get out of a bit more for spectators anyway. It's tough to see kind of arm wrestle games, I can imagine, and low scoring games. So I hope that this definitely has a good effect on that front.
Absolutely, because there's so much opportunity with things like this to take the spectacle of rugby to a whole new level, because that is, in fairness, one of the things that has come up, unfortunately, on the back of the Lions tour about the spectacle that was. Now, personally, I think that everybody should have the option and play whatever way you want. But if we try and actually tilt it in favour of the attacker, as you say, Harry, I think that's what we want to see, Ross, at least stack the deck a little bit more in favour of the creative players.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think South Africa, for example, gets so much criticism in terms of how they play, but it's like you have to just respect it. It's a bit like in football, how Jose Mourinho over the years, people would criticise, but he won multiple trophies, and it's up to the other teams to come up with a different way of playing to beat it. And then if another team becomes world champions playing, say, a more positive way, then that's how the game will go. So I don't think you can really give out about it, because it's up for everyone else to find a different way of beating them. But that's why I think, I mean, everyone probably wants a team to be the best that are playing the most entertaining way, because that's what everyone wants to see. Particularly for someone who maybe is just getting into rugby or wouldn't have a great understanding of the game, you want to see a bit more free flowing than, I suppose, the arm wrestles, as Harry was describing.
Yeah. It's always good to have a villain as well, I find. And all everything that's been said about South Africa has been said since I can remember, really. I don't remember ever a conversation around South Africa not being like this. So it's just the way it is. It's a rugby culture, and I think it's not a bad thing. Just to wrap up then on the Dublin Simon run at home. So we are talking about, this is going all the way till the 16th of August. It's probably worth stating as well, Ross, here, just about the importance of the charity over the next couple of months in particular, especially once winter starts to set in and once there's a greater demand, I guess, on Dublin Simon services.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so great to raise the money at the moment, particularly when winter comes and the weather changes, although the weather's changed a little bit already, but the money will go directly towards 7,500 people and families that are either directly affected by homelessness or at the risk of it, which is obviously a big one, because there's a lot of people out there who are struggling. So it's great to hopefully raise a little bit more money as well, because it goes such a long way to either preventing families becoming homeless or else people who already are homeless at the moment, hopefully getting them out of that situation.
Absolutely. Well, just a reminder then that it is spearheaded by Leinster Rugby Players, brothers and competitors, Harry and Ross Byrne, and they're taking teams on a virtual run from the 2nd to the 16th of August. So still plenty of time to sign up. It's from Dublin to Rome, and it is covering the host cities of the Six Nations Championship. On registration, participants will automatically be assigned to Team Ross or Team Harry, with Ross and Harry acting as team captains. And each team will work towards the collective goals of running from Via Viva to the Stadio Olimpico in Rome and back, covering the host cities of the Six Nations. And the team that has clocked up the most kilometres by August 16th will win the race. Runners and walkers of all ages and abilities are invited to take part, and you can register now to clock your miles for Dublin Simon's run at home with Team Harry and Team Ross. And if you don't have time to run, you can buy some kilometres for your favourite team in the Dublin Simon run at home. Visit dubsimon.ie/run at home for more details and for registration and donations. Ross, Harry, it's been great speaking to you over the last couple of weeks. Very best of luck now with the last few days of this initiative.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. It's great to be on. Yeah.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The only thing you care about is winning the All-Ireland. Everything else is secondary. We probably did hate Mayo. We were looking at it. These guys are trying to take away our dreams.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.